USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will invoke the Defense Production Act to ramp up production of testing swabs. During the White House coronavirus briefing, the president says the administration is ready to make a deal with Congress over another $450 billion aid package.
We're continuing to negotiate with the Democrats to get our great workers and small businesses all over the country taken care of. I think we're getting close to a deal. Could happen.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the states will need some help, too.
All the governors agree and have said to Washington, make sure you fund the states in any next bill you pass. And we asked for $500 billion, again, on a nonpartisan basis.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A 51-year-old man went on a shooting rampage across the northern part of the Canadian province of Nova Scotia, killing at least 10 people, including a policewoman. Chris Leathers is with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Certainly in excess of 10, but we don't have a final count, which is the reason why I'm not able to give specifics to that. It's in excess of 10. It almost certainly will be more than 10. How much more than 10, I do not know.
He says the suspected shooter is also dead. The man was identified as Gabriel Wortman, and authorities say he disguised himself as a police officer in uniform, and he even fixed up a car to make it seem like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police cruiser. The mayor of Auburn, California, which is just north of Sacramento, has died in a plane crash. The Placer County Sheriff's Office announced there was one confirmed fatality in the crash near Auburn Municipal Airport. And one person had survived. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In a Dallas suburb, there was a hijacking of a public transit bus that started with a man opening fire with a rifle and leading police from multiple jurisdictions on a chase.
The bus was spiked by one of the agencies, but the tires were disabled, and ultimately the bus was going northbound on George Bush, where it stopped right here.
Police spokesman Pedro Barano says a shootout at that point ended with the hijacker dead and two officers wounded. Bill Cosby may be released from jail due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
A spokesman for Bill Cosby said the imprisoned actor wouldn't survive if he contracts coronavirus behind bars. Andrew Wyatt, his attorney, said in a statement that Cosby, age 82, recently had partially blocked arteries, is blind from glaucoma, takes medication for high blood pressure, and recently had two major surgeries to prevent cardiovascular failure. Cosby was convicted in 2018 of aggravated indecent assault in 2004. He is serving a 3-to-10-year sentence in a Pennsylvania state prison. At that prison, 22 inmates and 13 staff members have contracted the virus. One inmate has died. The attorney, Wyatt, said he is confident Cosby would be one of the inmates that is released under Governor Wolf's executive order. He said Mr. Cosby was not given a life sentence or a death sentence. He should be freed. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.